Hey again, it's Bob the teacher, the marketing educator here at Lead Pages, and you're in Webinar Funnel System part number four, the scoop. So at this stage, you've created the vision for your webinar, you set up an attraction system to get people registered for your webinar, and you've engaged them with an effective, powerful, and hopefully very profitable presentation. Now it's time to scoop up some of those fence sitters and turn more of them into customers. And then coming up in our final section, we'll talk about how to leverage this entire system for even more long-term profits. So up to this point, we've created lead boxes and lead magnets and lead pages to generate a pre-invitation list that we've then invited to join us for a webinar. We've set up a compelling thank you page that reminds people when to attend, and we've registered more people using lead links. In the last part of the course, we talked about delivering a dynamic presentation. And so now we want to set up a replay and do some extra communication to scoop up those that didn't buy. The primary premise behind this section of the course is that most people are excited to have a 25% conversion rate on their webinar. When you're first getting started, you might have a 5 or 10%, and 25% is a great goal. However, if 25% is a great goal, that means that 75% of the people on your webinar did not purchase. And that's not even including the people who didn't show up or stay to the end. Those people haven't even seen your offer yet. So in this part of the training, I want to give you some strategies to scoop up some of those lost sales and turn them into buyers. Now there's four types of people that you're going to want to focus on. Those that didn't show up to the webinar, those that didn't stay to the end, those that decided not to buy during the webinar, and don't forget the people who found your invitation too late to get on when it was live. Now, for the people who didn't show up, you want to communicate with them with a recap with the webinar that they missed. Remember that they're hearing the offer for the very first time, and so they need a little bit more explaining before they're encouraged to buy, which means that you may want to offer them a complete replay opportunity, which can be available for a certain window of time or for a one-time encore. For the people who attended but didn't stay to the end, it would also be good for you to send them a recap of the full webinar and again communicate with them for the first time what your offer is. Providing them with a limited time replay is a great way to increase your sales. Be careful about how much you stress the importance of this replay because it will affect the attendance rate of your next live webinar. The third group are the people who decided not to buy. So they attended your entire webinar, but they chose no at this moment. So provide them with a briefer recap of the webinar with the highlights and give them some kind of a second chance to buy. Remember that during the webinar, you may have offered something unique for people who were there live. Feel free to change that offer to something a little less awesome, but still compelling and an easy yes for them. Consider offering these folks a replay, again for a limited time, but since they did watch it live, your communication should really stress this opportunity to improve their situation right now is going to slip away. The fourth group are the people who are late to the party, so they didn't even find out about your webinar until it was halfway over or it was the next day. The reality is there will be an overlap of people who will register for your webinar after it's over, but before you've had a chance to change your registration page. So offer them a webinar recap and communicate with them the first time offer. Instead of telling them this is a replay opportunity, you can convert your recording into an on-demand video for them. I know it's a matter of semantics, but it can make a big difference for you. Now, to follow up with your communication, you can utilize the GoToWebinar communication system, and that system allows you to send a separate email to the people who showed up and the people who didn't. And then inside of your email service provider, you can provide ongoing follow-up in your broadcasts and invite people to the next webinar. Let me show you how to set up your follow-up messages inside a GoToWebinar. Come back into your GoToWebinar account, click on Change Session Settings for email notifications. We've already adjusted the confirmation email and the reminder emails, and at the bottom, you'll see the two follow-up email choices. You have follow-up emails to attendees, and then follow-up emails to registrants who didn't attend. I recommend that you set these up before your webinar starts, but the default setting is one day after, so after your webinar is over, you still have a little bit of time to make adjustments. Click on the plus sign here to personalize the email and customize the subject line and the actual message. If you've already set up your replay page or you know where the link will be, make sure that you paste it in here. I recommend when you go to edit this message, go ahead and drag this bottom right corner so you have a little bit more space to see it, and then customize your message. As you can see, you have plenty of room to include links to a replay and a link to purchase your program. Of course, your replay page will also have a buy button on it, so you don't necessarily have to encourage people to buy in this email. However, for the follow-up email to attendees, I would recommend that you mention it. They've already seen the training, and you want to encourage them to make a decision as soon as possible. Now select and copy that message, check the box to send an email to people who didn't attend, paste in this message, but customize the message to reflect that they didn't attend. I recommend in the message that you're sending to people who didn't attend, include the link to the replay, and perhaps give a hint that you have more to offer, but focus their attention on going to watch the replay. Utilize the PS area to give a sense of urgency of why they need to watch it as soon as possible. Now, depending on the speed at which you've created these emails, you may want to adjust the email from one day after to a certain number of hours after, up to 6 hours. But if you need a little more time to get your replay together, then leave it at one day. You can also send an email to people who attended at a different rate of time than the people that did not attend. Once you finish customizing that, go ahead and click on Save Changes. Now you have a couple of different options when it comes to replaying your webinar. You can do a complete encore presentation where you simply repeat the webinar live to the same group of people or to a new group of people. Here at Lead Pages, we do that every week. We have our live webinar on Thursday, and then we do an encore presentation live on Friday. You may want to adjust the time of day to scoop up more people. Pay attention to the time zones of the people who registered for your webinar. You can also repeat your webinar by offering a limited time replay. You can choose to edit your video or upload it as it is. You can also enhance your video by using overlays, callouts, zoom and pan, etc. But whatever you do with your video, you'll be able to upload it to a video sharing site. The three most popular sites to upload to are YouTube, Wistia, and Vimeo, but you can upload it to any site that allows you to have an embed code. You'll grab that code and put it onto your webpage. In a moment, I'll show you how to do that within Lead Pages. A lot of times, people try to overcomplicate their replay pages, but it can be as simple as this. Your logo, a quick title, the video, perhaps a countdown timer, and a button that serves as a call to action to pick up your offer. Of course, you can find a developer or your webmaster and get in touch with them to set up the replay. Hopefully, they have time available. But if you wish to do this yourself, you can quickly do it within the Lead Pages system. Let me show you how to do it. First, you'll want to head into your video sharing site of choice and upload your video. Simply find your MP4 file on your computer and upload it. Depending on how accessible you want this video to be through search engines and inside the video sharing site, you can customize the title and description to be more or less descriptive. Even if you have no current plans to have this video visible, I still recommend at least that you have a good title and at least a one-line description with a URL that goes back to your initial landing page where you have people sign up. If you are on YouTube and you don't want your video seen by most people, make sure you choose unlisted. If you choose private, nobody will be able to see it but you. And of course, if you choose public, then it's available both on the YouTube site itself as well as on your site. While the video is uploading, let's go ahead and make the replay page. Over in your Lead Pages dashboard, you have a couple of options of how to show your webinar replay. Now, most of the webinar pages are registration pages, but there are replay pages in this category. Let's go ahead and use this webinar replay 2.0 page. We'll customize the heading and the subheading. We'll customize the countdown timer. And I recommend that you let a replay happen for a couple of days. A midnight end time is often a good time to turn it off. The social sharing buttons on this page should be connected to your original landing page where you ask people to register. Repeat that process for Twitter and for Google+. If you don't want anyone to share, you can of course hide this entire section by clicking on the eyeball here for the sharing buttons. We'll insert the video code in just a moment, but let's go ahead and customize this fade-in container. Now, just like the magic button I showed you in Module 3 of this course, you can have this button area show up a certain time after the page is loaded. Click on fade-in container and adjust that time here. If you make your offer around the 45-minute mark, you can enter in 45 minutes. However, if you want people to start considering the offer sooner, I recommend typing in an earlier time. You can also change the text on the buy button here. Go back into your merchant account and get the buy code. Remember to use an email link and not a form code. Copy the link from your merchant account and paste it in here. This button, of course, can also still be used to show an opt-in form if instead of a sale, you want them to sign up for a consultation or simply another free lead magnet. I recommend you click open link in a new window so that the video doesn't stop playing when they click the button. Click on done to activate your buy button. The bottom part of this area is also customizable, so you can hide the entire sections or elements of the sections. You can also use the area for a completely different purpose. For example, change this checkbox to a picture of yourself and customize the text to be a more personal message. You can even highlight this text, click the link button, and have it pop up a lead box. Edit the form, and choose your integration, or send the information as a lead notification. If you're a coach or consultant, that's a great way to get people on the phone if they're not quite ready to buy yet. When your video has been uploaded, even before it's finished processing, you can get the code for the rest of the page. Click the link of where they tell you it'll be, come down to share, and then embed, copy this code, and paste it in to your lead page. At the bottom of this template, you have more Facebook comments, which you can leave on, or you can hide. If you leave them on, make sure you change the comment URL to the front door of your webinar funnel. I'd recommend you drive your traffic back to your resource guide and not to your webinar registration page. Remember to change your footer information if you wish to, perhaps with a link to your support desk. Again, open a link in a new tab so that the video doesn't stop playing when they click the link. Now your page is ready to go, so name your page and change the link. Click into SEO tags to create at least a title tag that'll show up in the top of the browser window. If you don't want this page discoverable by search engines, then you can leave the description and the keywords blank. Click on Done, and then save your page. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you adjust your thank you page if you're using any opt-in form on this page. Click OK, and now you can save the page. When you want to publish your page, you can use the link we give you for the Lead Pages server and share that in your email service provider's follow-up messages or in the GoToWebinar communication. You can also publish this to WordPress or to Facebook or your own server. If you want to publish this to your own website through WordPress, come back into your plugin for Lead Pages, click Add New, choose your webinar replay from the drop-down menu, and create a quick slug. Hit Publish, and now you can use this link to showcase your replay. And once your video is finished processing on YouTube, reload your lead page, and your video will appear here on your replay page. Now I've got a couple of quick video tips for you with YouTube and how you embed your code. This gets a little nerdy, so feel free to skip this, but it'll help customize the appearance of your video a bit more. Your embed code will look a little like this, an iframe with a width and a height and a source. Inside of the source code, where I have red X's, you'll see letters and numbers that represent your unique identifier for your video. Immediately after that, you'll see question mark, REL equals 0, is the code that means no related videos will be shown at the end. You definitely want to add this to your code if it's not already there. Otherwise, when your video comes to an end, about 9 other videos will pop up for people to be distracted by. After the question mark REL equals 0, you have the ampersand and modest branding equals 1. This is saying yes to removing the YouTube logo as a prominent feature of the video. The and controls equals 0 takes off the play and pause button at the bottom of the video. People can still pause the video by clicking play, but they can't advance the video. It's up to you to leave this on or off, but if you want to make sure people watch through the entire video without skipping spots, then leave this to 0. If you want to give your visitors more control, then leave this alone by not including this variable or having it set as controls equals 1. Finally, you can use the code showinfo equals 0 to remove the video title from the top of the video itself or any other player actions. By using these codes, you focus your viewers' attention completely on your webinar. Completely on your webinar replay. And remember, I do recommend that you leave your video unlisted if you only want people to view your video on your lead page. Now to scoop up more folks, you're going to want to switch over your registration page to become a replay page. If you plan on doing this webinar again, you have two options to proceed with. You can convert your live webinar registration page to a replay registration by switching out the text, or you can set your current live registration page to redirect to a separate replay registration page entirely. This second option is really nice if you plan on repeating your webinar frequently, which would allow you to remove the redirect whenever you have a live webinar coming up. You can do this on your own or hire a developer and spend the money and take the time if you wish to, or you can simply utilize your Lead Pages account to make it a lot easier. Let me show you how to modify your registration page to go to your replay page. If you're going to repeat your webinar frequently, I recommend that you duplicate your lead page. Once we've customized the duplicate, we can then set up the redirect so that new traffic is coming to the on-demand video page. Name your duplicated page something that's easy for you to tell what it is for later, and click Duplicate. Of course, if you're simply modifying your live webinar registration page, what I'm about to show you will be exactly the same. I won't go through customizing all the text again, but I simply want to remove the date by hiding the calendar and changing this text and the date text. And then I'll remove the time text. The pictures I'll leave alone. I can either keep the countdown timer to reflect how long the webinar replay will be online, or I can hide it completely. Everything else of the benefits will be the same, but if you change the text here to say something about answering questions live, of course you'll want to remove that. In the warning space, you'll likely have left the live training section, so you'll want to adjust this to reflect that it's an on-demand video instead of a live event. You can hide the call to action section here and leave the button as it was before. If you don't change anything with this button, it will go to the same exact email list that you had set up before, but remember you'll want to take off the registration with GoToWebinar. Click OK to save the updated form. If you made changes to the social share buttons, you want to readjust them here, but if you're asking people to share this page, then you can leave it blank. Of course, if you want to have people share the initial resource guide page, then you can enter in that URL for them to share. Once you're finished customizing your on-demand replay page, go ahead and click on Save. Now we'll click on Publish, and you can link to it on the Lead Pages server, publish it to WordPress, add it to your Facebook wall, or publish it to your own server. I'm going to copy this link for the Lead Pages server, make sure I've saved my page, close out the window, come back to my original live registration page, activate the Lead Page redirect, say yes, and paste in the link that I just copied. Now anybody who was originally sent to this Webinar Demo 3 page will be redirected automatically to the on-demand registration page. I'll click on Save to finalize that change. The next time I want to repeat this webinar, I simply come back in to this Webinar Demo 3, click Edit Lead Page Redirect, and say No to redirect the traffic. This is a very important part of the webinar funnel system because it allows you to direct traffic to exactly where you want it to go without doing a lot of extra work. One quick tip for you inside of Lead Pages that I'd love for you to see right now is as you build more of these pages, you might want to add some labels to make it easier to find your pages. I'll click Add Label, click Edit for the color, and the label will now show up. I'll repeat the process for the other labels that I want. As you get more and more pages, you can then filter just by specific pages. As you get more and more pages, you can then filter just by certain labels. That makes it super easy to find the pages you want to look for. All right, so there you have it. Scooping up your non-buyers with multiple opportunities to watch your webinar replay and have another chance to purchase. Before you go on to part 5 of the course, be sure that you've downloaded all of the awesome material I've collected for you to make it easy for you to implement the webinar funnel system, including the Lead Pages Guide to Webinar Marketing, the Webinar Funnel System Checklist, and the Webinar Funnel System Mind Map. Go ahead and click the button below, and we'll send that with the rest of the course straight to your inbox. If you're already a customer, log into your account and implement what you've learned in this lesson right away. If you're not a customer, skip the hassle and headache of trying to find a quality web developer that will quickly put this into action for you, and instead, go to leadpages.net/next step and choose the best plan for you and put our high converting pages to work in your business. I highly recommend the Pro Annual plan to get started with because you'll be able to benefit from split testing, online chat support, and our referral program. Plus, it saves you quite a bit of money over the monthly plans. In fact, the annual pro plan is just about the same as what you'll pay for the standard monthly over the course of a year. So head over to leadpages.net/next step to get started. Coming up next, we'll explore the final piece of the webinar funnel system. It's all about leverage. It's not just a great TV show. It provides the missing link towards long-term success using this system. I'm Bob the Teacher, the marketing educator here at Lead Pages. I'll see you in the next part of the class.